How about now?
Catch me outside. How about now?
How about now? Catch me outside. How about now?
Okay. You ready?
Board Gaming with Education, a podcast for anyone curious about how games and education mix. We explore various topics like game-based learning, gamification, and board games, and the impacts they have on learning. Here's your host, Dustin Statz.
Before we jump into the episode, our gamification diaries, I want to talk about our sponsor, Amped Up Learning. They are a teacher-owned company that strives to make learning fun, engaging, and competitive with their unique games and teacher-created lessons. So they have a couple board games, one called Freck, a new tabletop card game and classroom resource for help teaching your students key social studies vocabulary. Very fun, very creative game, easy to learn, and the game is a blast in the classroom. They also have Risk It, a new way to compete in history class. Risk It involves teams, trivia, and taking chances. So check out their board games. They also have a lot of other resources for other content areas like science and math. I just saw on their website a math resource to help students learn about slope. Very awesome pre-algebra, algebra, geometry resource. So check out their website, and if you do, use the coupon code BGEGAMES. So that's ampeduplearning.com with the coupon code BGEGAMES. Now let's get to the show. Welcome to Board Gaming with Education. I'm here with, again, Grace.
Hi, everyone.
So Grace, I have been in her classroom for the past quarter. Actually, I was missing for the last couple of weeks or a few weeks. I think I've only been there four times for 3 different weeks. So I originally went twice in the first week and then one other time the next week. And then it was a couple weeks before I returned and we played a game, Trap Words. But outside of that, I have not been in your classroom. So let's go over, before we get into kind of how the class has been going without me, what have we done so far up to this point for anyone that's just tuning in and has no idea what we're talking about?
So you have come into my class to help set up a gamification system. What that means is basically you have helped the students create characters that they will be using throughout the class, or they have used throughout the class. And you helped us create a XP system where, based on certain behaviors or achievements, they are able to gain XP points that end up being translated into activities or things that they are now responsible for in the classroom.
So can you tell us a little bit about your students, maybe a quick demographics? Where are we at and who are your students?
So I currently teach in a high school in Taipei, Taiwan. And this school is an international school here. Our whole curriculum is the American system. So all our classes are 9th through 12th in English. Students whose English is not quite ready or at the level that is required to be able to take those classes, like history or math and English, they are put into a program known as our English Language Learner program, where the students can get a little more help with their English.
So back to the gamification system, I set up a gamification kit that Grace has been using in her classroom this semester or this quarter. But originally I kind of helped her through the onboarding process, and I was there for the first 2 days after that onboarding process, or the continuous 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, I was really happy you were there for the onboarding, just because I'm a teacher and I know my classroom really, really well. And introducing this new system made me a little nervous in my own classroom. Now that I have seen it, I kind of don't know why I was nervous. The students took it really well and they are really excited, and we're starting our next quarter. And they're asking me if the system's still going to be in place. And of course it is.
Yeah, so this episode we're actually recording after her quarter, but we're only going to cover up until the last week. So we'll talk about the last week and the end of the quarter in the next episode. But actually, glad you brought that up, because I am looking for, or we are looking for, playtesters for this gamification kit. So I did sit in, or I helped her onboard the kit, helped her onboard the character creation process, and explaining the experience points, explaining the leveling up, the achievements, and how students will interact with the RPG adventure throughout the quarter. But the reason I was there this quarter, or during the onboarding process, is because I had no kit ready to go that I could just hand over to Grace.
Right.
So I was kind of killing two birds with one stone, where we were testing it out in her classroom, just refining some things, and then also kind of explaining to Grace how to do it and how to set it up. I mean, you helped me a lot with creating it, so you kind of already knew going into the class, but you weren't quite sure exactly.
Yeah, I think I was aware of what you wanted to happen in the classroom, but I think I was a little hesitant to bring it in, mainly because it's just a new thing.
So that's kind of where we're at now. So this episode, we're going to talk all the way up until the last week. Next episode, next week, we'll talk about the last week of class and also a little bit about our final thoughts on how it worked and some improvements and challenges with the system. So we're going to go into this, and this episode is actually going to be all about you, because I was not really there for the last, I guess, 6 weeks, maybe 5 or 6 weeks until the last week of the quarter. So I did come 1 week, and we did a little bit of the system, but let me ask you, is the system automated? Can a teacher, if I give them a kit that is essentially what I did in the classroom on paper, explaining to a teacher how to do it, would they be able to use it in their classroom? Or what would some challenges be automating something like this, or a teacher taking the kit and using it in class?
I think for me personally, the part that made me the most nervous or was the most challenging, at least at first, was creating my own RPG story. I think that will be included in the kit though, correct?
Right. So I'm working on, we're actually not final. I haven't finalized my thoughts or ideas on the themes and the stories, but one idea that I have, and I think it's heading this direction, is we're going to create 4 different themes for your classroom. So you'll be able to choose from one of these 4 themes that you can have your students choose characters within these themes. Or you can kind of go the route we did, and we did an interdimensional travel device, the famous ITD, where the students would call it a washing machine.
Yeah, they still refer to the ITD as the washing machine. I don't know how that started.
So with that, you can actually combine all 4 themes or mix a couple of the themes. And that way it gives you more opportunity to bring in some of the different scenarios that we will write. And you'll have those 4 themes and kind of a main storyline for each of the themes with 3 segmented scenarios. And it really depends, I think, on the teacher and how fast and how quickly they work through those scenarios. But you made your own story for one of the classes.
Yeah, for 2 of the classes, I believe I made my own story. I don't think it'll be a problem for those teachers that are really used to playing D&D or some of those other role-playing games. I had only 1 previous experience, or a collection of that, like a month where I would go weekly. And so I feel like I was still very new to the whole thing, to then just be able to like be the dungeon master or the game master for my classroom. But the nice thing is, once you have kind of at least a base idea of where that storyline is going, the students can basically do what they want, right? And so it's just funny to see what they come up with and how they team up in certain ways that was kind of unexpected.
Yeah, and they kind of really fill in the gaps with the story too. And even as we kind of read books and stuff and movies, we fill in the gaps that the author or the writer doesn't quite explain.
Right. There was one situation where I had the students who just were at one point arrested. So they were in a jail cell, and there was a dog that was they were supposed to interact with. And one of the students was really got into character, and they're like, well, I've been here for 3 days. I'm like really, really hungry. And this dog is looking good.
No. They ate the dog. No, they, while I,
they,
wasn't
I mean,
there.
They didn't. They didn't. Because the rest of the group stopped him, thinking, like, oh, our leader's become a madman because he was the leader of the group. But I wouldn't have allowed it. But it was just funny him getting into character, saying, like, of course I'm hungry. I've been in here for so long, and like really getting into the storyline, which was nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. So before we move into the next part, because it kind of brings into the next idea. With the story, we did do the interdimensional travel device route. So we do have one long storyline, but within that storyline, a lot of different themes were mixed in. Like we had a fantasy theme. You created a pirate theme. Mm-hmm. I think the end was...
some knights.
Yeah, some knights. So medieval themed. But that does bring me into the next part, and how you described one of your students wanting to eat a dog. And the other students kind of working or talking him out of it. So I wonder, and one of the reasons this RPG or this gamification system and the stories and the characters, one of the reasons it's so great is because it develops a classroom culture. Do you think, you kind of shared an example where your students kind of talked through that experience with right. the dog and being stuck on the island. Do you see a culture outside of that? Do they maybe reference the story, or... do you see them kind of work together a little bit more?
Yeah. So they created characters that each had their own abilities. And one of them is a wizard. So they always want him around because of his magic. And then so based on their characters, I think they've been able to refine them. And as they're working through this process, while we're playing the game, they realize, oh, you can do this, so why don't you like intervene, or why aren't you with us or help us at this moment? So I definitely see a little bit of interaction, even with the quieter girls in my class. A lot of times it's either they need to roll to help the group defeat something, so they need to be interacting at some point. So I think it's a good way to bring the classroom together.
Yeah, and you did mention some students have abilities. I guess for this quarter, they have like character traits, not really abilities. Because
right.
something I think, and you mentioned they want to do it next quarter. And if you're up for it, we might expand and give them abilities to kind of improve day by day. They kind of choose which ability do they want to improve, and that associates with a real life skill in English. Like maybe they thought they did really well on their writing today, so they add a check mark to their writing abilities.
Right. I actually had a student today ask me if he could change his character, or change the image and the name and a few of the abilities, and that was actually the wizard. So I'm curious to see what he wants to add or subtract.
That's awesome. Okay, so I want to kind of move on here. Do you, and it's in the same realm of student improvement, do you see your students further motivated or more engaged in class to get tasks done or help their classmates?
Definitely. I know... we've all been trained as teachers where if a student does something great, like let's put it like, and even in elementary school, as little as elementary school, you put a like star on the board and yay, you get 3 stars, you get something. And I was thinking, well, at high school level, a star, like you can't really do that anymore. The students see right past you. But surprisingly, they don't see past the XP. I think it's because it also allows them to get items for the class. And also every week we tell them who's at the top, and people are racing to be at the top. So whenever we're doing activities or I ask for volunteers or anything related to our work, they're always asking, can I get some XP out of it? Or I can do that if you give me 10 XP. I know that's a bad thing, but at the same time, like before I used to like have to pull teeth for volunteers, but now it's just like, me. Like me. And then I kind of have to do the randomized shuffle at that point.
Yeah, so actually that's something we implemented is the random battle Thursdays. We didn't talk about that
last
episode. So we created cards for all the characters, and at the beginning of class, if they want to battle another character, they can. And how's that work?
So basically, the students are able to choose whether they battle or not. And I have a card for each of their characters, and I shuffle them. And based on the two that I flip over, those two people have to battle. And the battle is usually just a question or something related to our class. For example, we were talking about transition words. They were supposed to use a transition word that shows comparison on the board. And whichever student does that first completely and like grammar structure and everything, they will get the 10 XP.
All right, so we kind of talked about what's been going on since I've been gone, and it seems to be going well. Now, my next question, what are some challenges?
I think one thing I mentioned earlier was, yes, students are motivated. Sometimes I am a little hesitant when they only want to do things to get that XP. I think it's great that they want to do things, but sometimes we need to be hesitant with, like, I want to help this person out, not because I'm getting anything out of it, but because that's what's good for my, like, good character, right? So, yes, this is motivating them, but sometimes I feel like maybe you can just help your classmate without getting that XP. I had some students where they ask a question, whether it be like a simple spelling question. And part of the XP is if you help another classmate, you get 10 XP. This is supposed to be as I'm walking around, I might see it, and it's not supposed to be something that they're necessarily should be very aware of. But then there's some people where they ask a question, their classmate helps, and they didn't want their classmate to get the XP. So they're like, no, that person didn't help me. In that case, it was kind of like, okay, it's just going to be my decision and what I hear happening. And you can't refuse help because you don't want to give them XP.
So it kind of reminds me of the term in the field of psychology. I don't know the name of the term, but it's something to do with a rewards pyramid. And at the bottom of the pyramid, it's a lot of extrinsic motivation, and kind of towards the top is where the extrinsic motivation is. And that's what you're supposed to be working towards. And I learned recently, and I may have learned it in the past, but I relearned it, that extrinsic motivation kind of sometimes reduces intrinsic motivation. So it's important that these gamification systems, that we're still finding a way to tap into that intrinsic motivation. But I think one thing too that was something we should consider, and if you are using the gamification kit to consider as well, is making it possible for all types of students to shine through the XP. I did notice one of your students had almost twice as much as the second place student.
But thankfully, we also had achievements, which were some big points. So if they read X number of pages, they got a chunk of XP, whereas in class you can only really get like 10 at a time. It gives students that aren't as vocal in class an opportunity to shine, because there's always those achievements that give them some pretty big points. And the students that were high at the beginning, some of them did not reach those achievements, so others definitely caught up quick.
Yeah, that's a good point. The achievements helped to balance out the XP. And that's one thing that will be part of the gamification kit, is kind of a guideline on to how much XP you should be giving out and what kind of achievements, things like that, because you want to try to keep it balanced and make sure every student, like you said, has an opportunity to earn XP and kind of show off their individual talents and abilities.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I realized that I could work on is adding some more achievements and being a little more consistent when I'm giving out XP.
Yeah, but we're all humans.
Right.
It's hard to be a robot. And but yeah, I think it's important to have a very set standard on and clear defined guidelines on what earns XP and what does not.
Right.
But I would say it's better to be loosely giving with the XP than more tight.
Yeah, I was pretty stingy at first giving out XP, but then I realized it's not affecting their grade. It's not part of the grade. It's just positive reinforcement. So I, after a few days, started handing out a few more and really saw some good feedback from the students. One thing I want to mention that overall, this has helped with their listening scores. They took some exams and their listening shot up. I think it might be the RPG games.
Let's blame it on the RPG games. For their
blame it on
the skills. All right.
I mean, that's so normally in the RPG game, it's just us sitting in a U formation having a conversation throughout the story. Yes, we have PPT with the pictures to kind of move the story along, but it's really just having conversations with students, and their listening has really improved.
Right. So I did come 1 week and we played a game called Trap Words. And actually, we will be releasing our first Board Gaming with Education YouTube video about this game.
Woohoo.
And we'll also be releasing a podcast episode on Monday. So this game is a lot of fun. It's a word game and it's like Taboo. And I will let you listen to the podcast episode on Monday, or you can check out the YouTube video to learn about this game. If not, you can definitely just go through our show notes and follow the link to the Amazon affiliate link if you're thinking about picking it up. But I think that kind of wraps us up for this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a final recap. Do you have anything else to add before we say goodbye?
I am actually really happy that you came and helped me implement this in the classroom.
Thank you.
So thank you. Because it not only helped motivate students in class, but it also created a stronger community, not just between the students, but them with me. I think a lot of them feel more comfortable approaching me. I was always approachable, but I think they're more attached. Maybe not so. Maybe I shouldn't be thanking you. I'm just kidding. They are very attached to me now, which is great. I love it. And I think a lot of them are really happy with the class and a little bit sad about not being in the classroom anymore.
Aww. Yeah. They'll be there. They'll be most of them with you next quarter.
Yeah, most of them will be with me next quarter as well. And already they're asking about the system.
Well, we'll save that for next episode, because next episode I'm going to ask you if you would use it next quarter. And I want you to be brutally honest when I ask that question. So tune in next week to listen to Grace's thoughts on using it again. I want to thank Grace again for being on the show, and thank you for tuning in and listening this week. Like I mentioned in the episode, we are looking for playtesters. If you are an educator or teacher, or even if you're at home and you want to try it with your kids at home to help maybe motivate chores around the house, it would be really cool if you reached out to us. We have a form you can fill out to let us know your interest and who you plan to use this gamification kit with. If you're looking to support the show, you can check out our support page. That's boardgamingwitheducation.com/support. But there are a lot of free ways you can just support our show. Leave us a review on iTunes or any other podcast platform you use. Check out our social media. You can comment, just like what we post. It really is awesome for making our posts more aware to people who might be interested in our podcast. And if you do any shopping on Amazon, we are an Amazon affiliate. So if you go to our website and just click on any of our Amazon links and buy your normal shopping through Amazon, it helps support our podcast. All right. But as always, thank you for listening. Before we go, I want to talk about our sponsor one more time, Amped Up Learning. They are a teacher-owned company that makes resources and some unique board games. But besides that, they make a lot of cool apparel. So if you are a teacher and you get those awesome T-shirt Fridays or Jean Day Fridays, be be sure to check out their website. They have some very clever t-shirts. They have one shirt that I really like about the Oregon Trail. It reminds me of playing a game when I was a kid and maybe sparked my interest for games today. So definitely check out their website. They have another board game called Freck, a tabletop card game that helps to make learning engaging and fun. If you do go to their website, be sure to use the coupon code BGEGAMES to get a 10% discount. That's BGEGAMES, and the website again is ampeduplearning.com. So be sure to check it out. Just browse through the resources, check out their apparel, BGEGAMES and ampeduplearning.com.
Thank you for listening in this week. If you like what you heard, be sure to let us know. You can find us on social media as Board Gaming with Education or BGE Games, or email us at podcast@boardgamingwitheducation.com. If you want to support our podcast, be sure to check out our support page on our website. As always, teach better, learn more, and most importantly, play more. Thank you for listening, and until next time.